The topic of today's shiur is determining when Shavuos is. And you'll say, well, what kind of crazy thing is that? Everybody knows when Shavuos is. Just look at the calendar. It falls out on the sixth day of Sivan every year. And by us in Golis, it's the sixth and the seventh day of Sivan. But the reality is that Shavuos has the distinction of being the one and only Yontif, the date of which is not mentioned in the Torah. Yesterday in Parshas Emor, we had the Parshas HaMoadim, we had the section of the Torah that details, that speaks about all of the Yom Tovim, and the Torah goes in the order of the holidays, beginning with Pesach, and going all the way through, ending with Sukkot. And by each one, the Torah says when the date is. It says, V'chamish asa yom of Nisan and Pesach, and then it speaks about, that Rosh Hashanah is B'Shvi, Be'echad L'Chodesh, the first day of the seventh month. And then you have Kippur, Ach Be'Osar, and then it speaks about Sukkot. When it comes to Shavuos, the Torah does not give a date. No date is given for Shavuos. And in fact, how do we determine when Shavuos is? So what it did say in yesterday's parasha was something which gives the determination for Shavuos, and that is that the Torah says, "Uspartem lochem imacharas haShabbos," that you should count from the day after Shabbos, which we'll see in a minute what that means. But we, for the moment, will say meaning the day after Pesach, the day after the first day of Pesach. Miyom ha'viyachem es omer ha'tznufa, from the day that the carbon ha'omer was brought. The carbon ha'omer was a carbon which was from grain, it was weighed, it's called omer ha'tznufa. Sheva shabbatos tamimos tiyana, there should be 7 full weeks. Ad mimachras ha'shabbos ha'shviyas, the pasuk says, until the day after the 7th Shabbos. Tisperu chamishim yom, 50 days should be counted. And at that point, a new carbon should be brought, which is the carbon that's brought on Shavuos, the carbon Shtei HaLechem, also involving grain. So the Torah tells us that you count 7 weeks, Mimachros HaShabbos, and after 7 full weeks, the day after, you bring a Mincha Chadasha. And the Torah proceeds to say several psukim later, Ukirosem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, we proclaim on this day, Mikra Kodesh Yelochem. It should be a Mikra Kodesh. It should be a day in which we don't do work. Komalecha Savoda Lo Sasu. We don't do any work on this day. Chukas Olam B'chol Mosh Voseichem L'Zoroseichem. And this is for all time. This is for all time. The mitzvah that on this day, which is 7 weeks after the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, on this day should be proclaimed the holiday on which we do not work, and this is the way it should be for all the generations. This pasuk is the basis for the Yontif of Shavuos. The Yontif of Shavuos, which is not mentioned specifically, it doesn't get its own section in the parsha yesterday. If you reviewed the parsha yesterday, Parsha Zemar, where it deals with all the chagim, there is no special mention of Shavuos. This is the basis for it. This is the basis. 7 weeks after the bringing of the Omer, you should make a holiday, and on that day, on that day have the special carbon. So it's noteworthy, it's something that we have to realize, that the Torah does not tell us the date of Shavuos, ever. It's not anywhere else either. If you look in Parashas Pinchas, where it speaks about the Karbanos, it doesn't either say the date of Shavuos. That's number one. And number two, what's also very striking, is that if I were to ask anybody, what is the significance of Shavuos? What is the significance? So you'll say, well, Shavuos commemorates, that's a very, very significant, that's the day the Torah was given. Nowhere in the Chumash do we find that the holiday of Shavuos is linked to the day that the Torah was given. And it doesn't say that. When it speaks about Sukkot, it says, that Sukkot Peshu Shavuos Yom, and you had that in the parasha yesterday, that all the generations should know that the Jewish people were protected when they were in the Midbar. When we speak about Pesach, so in several places, the Torah makes very clear that this is to commemorate the day that you went out of Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah is referred to as a Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur we had reference to in the parasha, but Shavuos and the significance of Shavuos, it does not say anywhere. And the fact that it is the day that we commemorate the Matan Torah is not mentioned in the Chumash at all. Okay? So these are the two points that just from reviewing the parasha yesterday one would see. Now, we know this gives rise to several issues with Shavuos, which I would like to discuss here this morning. The first one is an old issue, which is somewhat well known, that as far as the interpretation of the pasuk, there was a long established disagreement in the times of the Mishnah between the Perushim, between the rabbis who accepted the authority of the oral Torah, and the Tzedukim and the Sadducees. The Tzedukim were people who did not accept the authority of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the controversy was over the dating of Shavuos, because the pasuk says, "Ispartem lochem imachras haShabbos." The pasuk says that you should start counting the time which you calculate till Shavuos, mimacharas haShabbos, which literally would translate to the day after, from the day after Shabbos. From the day after Shabbos, then the Torah says, which is the day that you bring the carbon haOmer. So Rashi on the pasuk is quick to point out the tradition that we have, that in this pasuk the word Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. The word Shabbos means Yontif. Mimacharas haShabbos means mimacharas Yontif. However, as is well known, the Tzedukim did not accept this interpretation, and therefore they felt that mimacharas haShabbos meant from the day after the first Shabbos that follows Pesach. The day after the first Shabbos that follows Pesach, so that in a year like this, when Pesach began on a Tuesday, so we will have Shavuos on a Wednesday, because it's 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach. But by them, they would have said, no, it doesn't count from there. It counts rather from Sunday, from the following Sunday. In other words, by us was the last day of Chol Hamoed. That Sunday, by the Tzedukim, that would have been the day to bring the Karban HaOmer, and that would have been the starting point for the calculation of Shavuos. So,
does that mean that it would always be on a Sunday?
Yes, in their opinion, it would always be on a Sunday. That's right. Shavuos Sunday. It was always. There was no question about it. So this, as we know, is an issue in the time of the Mishnah. The truth is, it emerged again in the later times, in times of the Gaonim, and it seems that for many generations this was an issue. So the Gemara in Menachos goes to length to try to prove that the Mesorah interpretation is correct. That when we say that Shavuos is that the calculation, the Karban HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach, and Shavuos goes 7 weeks from then. So and that is what causes, and based on that we say that the word Shabbos in that pasuk does not mean Shabbos, but rather it means Yontif. Now, by the way, you will ask how come Yontif would ever be referred to as Shabbos. So the answer is because, again, essentially you can't do malacha on Yom Tov either. So therefore it's also a day of rest. Even though there are certain malachas that you can do, there are certain forms of work you could do. But nevertheless, sometimes we find that Yom Tov is referred to as Shabbos. So we have here in the Gemara just the interesting thing before I get to the main point. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Samach Hei says that there were actually two groups. There was a Tzedukim, and there was a similar group, a slightly different sect called the Baisusim. Tzedukim and Baisusim. It was actually these two groups came from the teachers, the head of each group. One's name was Tzedok, and one's name was Baisus, and therefore each one, they both had been led astray. We find in the Chazal, it's not now, the Chazal tell us in the Avoster of Nasan, how exactly it came about, that they were turned off or actually misinterpreted something that they heard, one of the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, that led them astray. And therefore they created a deviationist group, a group that went away from the traditional Torah. So the Gemara says here in Menachos that they used to say Aseres Echad B'Shabbos, that Shavuos, which is referred to in the Gemara as Aseres, is always going to be on Sunday. Shavuos is always on Sunday. Now you have to realize that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this is I mean, it's always a big issue, but especially in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not such a simple thing, because they had a carbon that was affected by this also. You had the carbon of Omer, and in turn the carbon of Shavuos. There were a lot of things involved. And we know that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were times, especially towards the end, that the Tzukim had control. There were even times where the Kohen Gadol was a Tzuki. And therefore, it was not a simple matter to deal with this. So this was a running argument between the Grushim and the Tzukim. So the Gemara says, Nitfal Rehem Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara says that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the leader in the era of the Churban, he got involved with them. And he said, I challenge someone to come and debate with me. So the Gemara says that there was a Zakei Nechad, that there was one older man from the Tzukim who had the courage to go and debate Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was known to be a very great scholar. And one person said that I would like to go and debate. And he said the following argument. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisroel Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. And the Yodea Sha'atzeres Yom Echadu. And he knew that Shavuos is only supposed to be one day. So Amad V'tikna Echad B'Shabbos. So he decided, let's make Shavuos on Sunday, as if he was empowered to make the decision, that Moshe said, let's make Shavuos on Sunday. Kidei Sheyiyu Yisroel Mizangim Shnei Yomim. In order that the Jewish people should have 2 days in a row. Not very similar to what we have today. It used to be, we recall years ago, Washington's birthday was celebrated on Washington's birthday. But now, not anymore. Washington apparently was born on a Monday, and forever it remains that way. Right? Why? Because you want to have a long weekend. So since you want to have a long weekend, so what does it help if it comes out on a Wednesday? So like this, we will celebrate it on a Monday, and therefore we have a long weekend. So this concept, in case you think this is part of the American culture, it goes way, way back. The Tzukim said, the Vaisusim said, that this is why Moshe chose to make Shavuos on Sunday. Because you have a long weekend. Which shows you that they worked on Sunday in those days. Right? Because otherwise they would have a long weekend anyway.
That's like their Torah Shabbat.
Yeah.
And where does this tradition come from?
This is what he said. This is what he said. Now, you know,
this sounds like you pulled a rabbi out of my ass.
A little bit. So this is what he said. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him very sharply. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said a remarkable answer. He said, if you look at the beginning of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Achad oso yom mechorev derech har seir ad kodesh barnea. It says at the very beginning of Parshas Devarim, it says that Moshe said that when we entered the Midbar, when he was recalling what happened when the Jews went into the desert, he said, you should just know that it was really only an 11-day journey from the point that we entered into the desert until the place of Kadesh Barnea, where we would have been primed to enter into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we could have made the trip in 11 days. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, so look at that. They could have done it in 11 days. And it ended up taking 40 years. So said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if Moshe Rabbeinu loved Yisrael, if Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people so much, Lama Icher b'midbar arba'im shana, so why did he schlep it out for 40 years? In other words, if you're going to tell me that everything in the Torah was done by convenience, that Shavuos was arranged in order to have a long weekend, so then, meaning that Moshe was so concerned about the Jewish people, and that was his only agenda, and anything else would have to fit into that. So then, they should have been 11 days in the Midbar, and that's it. And instead, it took 40 years. So the Gemara said, this is what he said back. So now you'll say, all right, that's very clever, but you know, still the key issue here is that it says Shabbos in the Pasuk. So who are we kidding? So the Gemara says, sure enough, this Vaisusi said was not fooled by this. He said, I'm a low Rebbe, the kach asa potreini. So he said, Rabbi, with that you're going to dismiss the issue? I mean, come on, it says in the Pasuk Shabbos, it says in Machras HaShabbos. So what are you telling me that you proved to me that Moshe, you know, had other agendas? What is this? How does this answer the Pasuk? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, the answer to the question is, because the Torah says Tisperu Chamishim Yom. The Torah says you should count 50 days. And also the Torah says Sheva Shabbatos Tamimos Tiena, that it should be 7 full weeks. Now we interpret 7 full weeks meaning the week could start like this year, the week that the Torah is referring to began on the second day of Pesach, which was a Wednesday. So we would say Wednesday to Wednesday. But in reality, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, a Shavua Tamima, a complete week, really means Sunday to Shabbos. That's what when a person says a full week, that's the impression of a full week is that it's a week beginning at the beginning of the week and ending on the end of the week. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you have here a contradiction in the Psukim, because in one place the Torah says it should be 7 full weeks, Sunday to Shabbos, which actually would have been what the Psukim claimed. But on the other hand, the Torah says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, that you should count 50 days, and it doesn't say anything about any condition that it has to be a full week. It just says, in one pasuk, 7 full weeks, and the other pasuk, 50 days. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so the way to reconcile these two Psukim is that the pasuk that says 7 full weeks refers to a year in which Pesach begins on Shabbos. If Pesach begins on Shabbos, then the Sefira will be 7 full weeks, because the Sefira will begin on Sunday and end on a Shabbos, and thus Shavuos will be on the Sunday after the end of the 7 weeks. So that would explain that pasuk. But the other pasuk, which says Tisperu Chamishim Yom, that you should count 50 days, that pasuk is saying regardless of when it falls out. So in other words, the Torah, by saying it two different ways, is in fact indicating that it could happen two different ways. It could be 7 full weeks, meaning it could happen that way. Even by us today, it could happen that way. Because it's not uncommon that Pesach begins on a Shabbat. So Shavuos would begin on a Sunday. Right? So that would explain the pasuk of Sheva Shabbatos Tamimos, that it's 7 full weeks. And as far as the other pasuk of Tisperu Chamishim Yom, that speaks for all the other years. And therefore, it's on this basis that we say that Shavuos could really fall out anyway, not just on Sunday. This is what the Gemara says. This was the original proof of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If one looks in the Gemara in Menachos, you will see that the Gemara goes for another dash of other proofs, some of which actually there were questions on. But the Gemara made many attempts to disprove what's called in the Chazal mehosi meliban shel tzedukim, because of the fact that the tzedukim were a very great threat to the continuity of the Torah. So therefore, it wasn't a simple thing. Sometimes the tzedukim, as we know, the Torah shebiksav, without the Torah shebalpeh, you could get misled. So therefore, in order to disprove what the tzedukim said, they brought many proofs. And this is what we find in the Gemara. But what's interesting is that if one looks in the Rambam brings a proof which is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Rambam goes ahead, which shows that the issue apparently was never completely put to rest. Because even in the Rambam's time, it reemerged. It reemerged in various points in Jewish history. Today there really aren't so many, there are a handful of Karai Jews living somewhere, I think in Israel they have some who still go by these beliefs. Hagrizim, that's right. One goes to the West Bank. Hagrizim, that's right. That's where they have their Shomronim. That's right. Correct. The Karim Pesach. That's right. Right, because they don't go with the tradition that Pesach has to be in the spring. That's right. So the Samaritans, but they were influenced by the similar thinking, I believe. So anyway, the fact is that in the Rambam's time it reemerged. So the Rambam brought another proof, which is from the Sefer Yoshua, and that is that the Torah tells us, the Navi tells us that when the Jewish people went into Eretz Yisrael, so it says that eventually the man stopped, right? The man continued, they didn't have food, the man fell for them all the way up until a certain point when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah says that when did they begin to eat their own food? They began to eat their own food, it says here in Yoshua in the 5th parak, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz Mimacharas haPesach, that from the day after Pesach. Now here it doesn't say Mimacharas haShabbos. Here it says Mimacharas haPesach Matzos v'koloi be'etzem hayom hazeh. That the Jewish people, when once they got into Eretz Yisrael and once Pesach passed, so the problem is that when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, the prohibition of Chodesh, which we spoke about last year, the prohibition of Chodesh kicked in. So therefore they could not eat the grain of Eretz Yisrael. They could not theoretically pull out wheat from the ground, harvest it, and go, you know, make bread for themselves because it was Chodesh. So they had to wait until the carbon ha'omer was brought, because that carbon, as we know, is what permits the new grain to be eaten. So here the Navi says that Vayochu, so it was on that day, that the day they were able to eat the new grain from Eretz Yisrael, that was the first day that they were on their own. That was, they weren't being supported anymore, right? They had no more kol, that's it. Now they're on their own, right? So it says that Vayochu me'avur ha'aretz mimacharas ha'pesach, says the Navi, that it was from the day after Pesach. So here you see clearly, it doesn't say Mimacharas HaShabbos, it says Mimacharas HaPesach. So the Rambam says, so that shows you that the Korban HaOmer was brought on the day after Pesach. Now, the Rambam himself says, lest one say that that's just simply because it was a coincidence that in that year Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and therefore they were able to eat it Mimacharas HaPesach because it was a Sunday. So it just worked out that way, and that still would not be a total refutation of what the Tzedukim said. So the Rambam says it's very difficult to accept that, because if that were true, why is the Pasuk telling you a trivial aspect? If the Pasuk is trying to give you the date in which presumably not just the date, but the significance of the date that they began to eat the new grain, so the day that they began to eat the new grain really didn't have to do with the fact that it was the day after the first day of Pesach. According to the Tzedukim, it had to do with the fact that it was the day after the first Shabbos after Pesach. So why does the Navi say Mimacharas haPesach? So says the Rambam, this would be a clear indication that the Tzedukim are wrong, and thus we have the Mesorah is supported by Pesukim, not even without Pesukim, it's the tradition that we have, but clearly it's supported by Pesukim that Shavuos is calculated from the second day of Pesach, 7 weeks after the second day of Pesach, despite the fact that the Torah says Mimacharas haShabbos, because the word Shabbos in that pasuk means Yontif. That is the first issue that we deal with when we come to Shavuot. Okay, now a second issue, which is not as well known as far as calculating the date of Shavuot, is actually there are two questions that come up, and these questions are discussed in the later poskim, they're discussed in the Achronim, and mainly the person who stirred the pot on this was the Magen Avraham. The commentary Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch asks two well-known questions that stirred up a great deal of discussion among the later day poskim, and that is this. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Tav Tzadik Daled, at the beginning of the Siman which speaks about Shavuos, so the Magen Avraham asks the following question. He says, granted that we count 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach. However, when we pick up a machzor or a siddur on that yontif, which the sixth day of Sivan, we pick up a machzor and we say, "Batitan lanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'avos yom chag haShavuos hazeh," and then what do we say? "Zman matan Torasenu." That this is the day that the Torah was given. That this coincides with the day that the Torah was given. Now, the Magen Avraham asks the following question. The Magen Avraham says that it would seem that we don't really believe that. How do you like that? That we don't really believe that was the day that the Torah was given. Why is that? Because we have the following. Chabal, the machine broke, but it's very fascinating to see these Gemaras. Maybe I'll make it for next time. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us the following thing. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos tells us there is a machlokas that is found in the Gemara in Shabbos, what day the Torah was given. And there are two opinions. The Gemara understands that Kevav on the day says, Tana Rabbana, B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibros liyisrael. The Gemara says the opinion that we all know, that on the sixth day of the month of Sivan, the Torah was given to the Jewish people. Rav Yossi Omer, b'shivavo. Rav Yossi tells us, no, the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. The Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. Now by us, the seventh day of Sivan is still Shavuos because we hold the 2 days of Yontif. But you go in Eretz Yisrael, and the seventh day of Sivan is a weekday. Shavuos is only on the sixth day of Sivan. Okay, so you will say, okay, big deal, that's a machlokas, but if the rule, the first opinion is the consensus opinion, it's not presented with any name, it's a consensus opinion, and the second opinion is Rav Yossi, so we don't hold like Rav Yossi. However, the Gemara says the following thing. The Gemara is a very big machlokas, and the Gemara goes for over a daf to try to prove back and forth when the Torah was given. And the Gemara seems to say that the machlokas would depend on the following. The Gemara says that everybody agrees, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Everybody agrees. The day of the week that the Torah was given was the Shabbos. Which is why, by the way, in the Shabbos davening, Shachris of Shabbos, we speak about the giving of the Torah. That's what we say, you know, right away that we mention the how does it begin the tefillah? You know, we say that this was the day that the Torah was given. V'lamisato Hashem lo'kenu l'goyei haratzo Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Right, the Shemone Esrei begins. Right, yet v'amdo l'panecha har Sinai shnei uchol sabonim horid diyado. Right, why do we mention that? So not just because on the Luchos speaks about Shabbos, but because of the fact that the Torah was given on Shabbos. We commemorate this every single Shabbos when we daven Shabbos, that Shabbos was the day the Torah was given. Right, then we go into a whole lengthy we speak about the fact that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews and not to the Goyim, and why would that be discussed in Shabbos? What are you speaking about that? The answer is because Shabbos is the day of the week that the Torah was given. So this is no argument. This everybody agrees. Says the Gemara further, and also everybody agrees that the Jewish people entered Har Sinai, it entered the Midbar Sinai, the environment of Har Sinai, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That also everybody agrees. What happened after that is the source of the dispute. Because if you look in the Pesukim, it's hard to know exactly, if you look in the Parshas Yisro and the Pesukim, it's hard to make out exactly what happened. But basically, the way the Gemara puts it is as follows. On Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they arrived in the Midbar Sinai. On that day, the Jewish people just rested. Because the Gemara says, Chol Shezu Urcha, they were tired from traveling, and therefore, on that day, nothing of any great significance happened other than they arrived. The Gemara says, on the second day, however, the second day, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people in the name of God, and, as we would say in the vernacular, proposed. Right? We say that Shavuos was the marriage between the Jewish people and Hashem. It was consummated over the acceptance of the Torah. So the proposal was made on the second day of Sivan, and this is found in the Torah when the Torah says, on this day Hashem said, Va'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Right? That you people should be for me a kingdom of priests, a kingdom of great people, and a holy nation, goy kadosh. This was the proposal line that God made to the Jewish people. And this was put forth on the second day of Sivan. And it says that on the third day of Sivan, another thing took place, and that is, the Gemara says, that on the third day of Sivan, they were told the mitzvahs hadbola, the mitzvah that they were commanded that you should not get near, you should distance yourself from the mountain, because something special is going to happen on this mountain, and therefore you have to stay away from it, don't allow anything to graze there, any of your animals, you have to stay away from this mountain. On the fourth day, they were given what the Gemara calls the mitzvah of Prisha. They were given the mitzvah to purify themselves. Now, what does it mean they were given the mitzvah to purify themselves? So the Chazal tell us that in this particular situation, we have to realize the laws of Tumah were not given till after the Torah was given. So what did it mean that you should have to, they didn't have, what does it mean, make yourself pure? What does purity mean? So what the Chazal tell us is this specifically refers to the fact that they had to refrain from intimate relations. That all the married people, the husbands and the wives, had to be separated at that day. And they had to be tahar from the tumah that could potentially come from intimate relations, because the Torah says, we had it yesterday in the parasha, it was also a few weeks ago, that shichva zera, that semen, is metameh, could cause the person to become tameh. Because the semen of a man could cause a man and a woman to both become tameh. It's a short-term tumah. It's one-day tumah. But therefore, they were told that they should be separated, husband and wife should be separated. Now, theoretically, that would only have required one day. All you need is one day advance notice, and that takes care of it. However, the Gemara says that this is not so because of one situation which could arise. And this is found in the Mishnah and the Pei Vav in the Sefer Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Minayin lepoleta shichva zera beyom ashlishi temeya. The Gemara says that it is possible that how do we know that in the following scenario, what happens if a couple had an intimate relationship and then on the third day the woman discharged some of the semen of the man, that it came out, it emerged out from her body? So the Mishnah says that in such a scenario the person would be tameh. How do you know that? That this woman would be tameh. Now you have to realize that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, tumah was a lot more relevant than it is by us. By us, it's very much not relevant. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person being tameh had a lot of ramifications. Says the Mishnah, how do you know that a woman who this happened to would have a state of tumah? So the Mishnah says, because shenemar heyu nechonim l'shloshes yomim. Says the Mishnah, because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told the Jewish people, prepare for the acceptance of the Torah, said, be ready for the third day. Be ready for the third day. So therefore, why for the third day? Why would it take so long to deal with this form of tumah? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that the reason for this is because even if the couple was together on day one, but it's still possible for the woman to be tamei on day three. And therefore, Moshe said, "Heyu nechonim l'shloshes yomim," that in order for everybody to be tahor when the Torah is given, you need 3 days. Now, based on this, this is the Mishnah. Now, without getting into the intricacies, this is a complicated halacha, but if you look in the Gemara, you will see that there is a machlokas in the Gemara, how long it takes for this, until what point in time does this tumah apply? And there are different opinions. One opinion says that this tumah, it could only affect the woman for 2 days, meaning from the time that she was together with her husband, 2 days could be this tumah. That's one opinion. And the second opinion is that it would be 3 days. And thus, it would be the different interpretations of the pasuk, that yunuchonim u'shloshes yomim, does it mean you have to wait 3 days, or you'll be ready on the third day? So now, if we go back to the timeline, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, nothing happened. On the second day of Sivan, they were proposed, right? Batem Tiuli, Mamlechas Kohanim. On the third day of Sivan, they were told, stay away from the mountain. On the fourth day of Sivan, they were told this law. They were told that the Kidashim, that you should make yourself pure. Stay away. Hayu Nechonim, you should be ready. Be in a state of purity. So now, if we hold the halacha that it applied, that this issue applies for 3 days, so then it would come out that they needed to be separated day 4, day 5, and day 6. And the Torah would be given on day 7. Whereas, if you hold that it's only an issue for 2 days, the complexities of which you could see in the Gemara, it would mean that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. It happens to be that if one would open up a Shulchan Aruch Yerideya in the Hilchus Nidah, we have the halacha which is relevant even today. The halacha is paskin that we hold that a poleta shechazera, that this type of situation would make a person tameh for 3 days. Would make a person tameh for 3 days, and this is part of the reason why this goes into the calculation why a woman who got her period, a woman who menstruated, would have to wait from the time from the time she got it to make a hefsek tara, would have to wait, we hold, 5 days. But the how you got to the number 5 is a different discussion, but essentially would have to wait at least 3 days. Would have to wait at least 3 days because of the concern that there may be this type of discharge which would make the person tameh, and a woman cannot make a hefsek tara in that state. So, having said that, this is a different discussion, but having said this, it would come out that we paskin the halacha, that it requires 3 days of separation. That's what we hold. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. We hold that it requires 3 days of separation. Now, if you factor that into the calculation of when the Torah was given, it would come out that by us paskening that you like the opinion that says you have to wait 3 days, by definition, we are saying that the Torah had to be given on the seventh day of Sivan. Because we made the call. There's a machlokus in the Gemara. Is it 2 days or 3 days? And we paskened our halacha that it's 3 days. It's our halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. So if that's true, that means we're saying that's how long you stay tameh. If that's how long you stay tameh, then Moshe told them that you have to purify yourself. So, and he told that to them on the fourth day of Sivan. So by definition, it required sitting out the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth in order for everyone, every imaginable person to be tar. And then the tar was given on the seventh. So based on this calculation, the Magen Avraham asks, so then when we daven on Shavuos, we're not saying the truth, we're lying. Because we say that Batita Wano Hashem Okeno as Yom Zman Matan Tarasen, Yom Kaga Shavuos as death, Zman Matan Tarasen, says the Magen Avraham, it's not true. We know it's not true. We know it's not true. Open the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the day the Torah was given. Based on our decision in this machlokas that we find in the Gemara and Shabbos, right? Based on this decision, based on the shiloh of this rare situation, Haletzah Shazer, obviously a rare scenario, but theoretically it could happen apparently. And if it could happen, so we hold the halacha is that it's 3 days. If it's 3 days, that means the Torah was given on the seventh. So how do you say that the Torah was given on the sixth? How do we refer to the sixth day of Sivan as Man Matan Torah saying? That's question number one. Question number two is even a bigger problem, it would seem, because question number two is that the Torah says that you count 50 days, and that is the day, the 50th day is the day that we celebrate the Shavuos. Now there's one very big problem with that, and that is that the Gemara says in the Sefer Menachos, it's also mentioned in another place as well, the Gemara says that everybody agrees that the Jewish people exited Mitzrayim on a Thursday. This is the tradition that we have. The Gemara proves it from Sukkim, that the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, the actual day in the year that the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt took place on a Thursday. And everybody, now we said before, everybody agrees also that the Torah was given on a Shabbos. So now if you do the math, you'll see that it doesn't work out. Because if the Exodus was on Thursday, right, and that would be by us the first day of Pesach, right? That's what we commemorate. We commemorate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't commemorate it to the day of the week, but we commemorate it to the day of the month. So therefore, we have the 15th day of Nisan was, the 15th day of Nisan was a Thursday. The Torah was given on a Shabbos. But if the first day of Pesach was a Thursday, that means that the second day would have been, in the Mitzrayim they only had one day, but the fact is the second day would have been a Friday, which means Shavuos, we always know, Shavuos is 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach. It's always. Right? This year the second day of Pesach was Wednesday, Shavuos is going to be a Wednesday. It's just the way it is. So that's 50 days. That's the way it works out. But if the Torah was given on a Shabbos and they went out on a Thursday, then the Torah was given on the 51st day after they left Mitzrayim. So again, we have the same problem, that when we're saying that the calculation of Chamishim Yom, that we calculate 50 days, but 50 days doesn't coincide with the day the Torah was given. 50 days doesn't coincide with the day the Torah was given. Now, the truth is, this requires a little thinking, because one could further ask a question, which, just to cut to the chase, I'll tell you right now that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says a remarkable thing which we're not necessarily aware of. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says as follows. The Gemara on the Hayam and Days in Rosh Hashanah says, see, one copy I got. The Gemara says, Kidatani Rav Shmaya. The Gemara says, Atzeres Pa'amim Hay, Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva. Says the Gemara that in the time when they would sanctify the new moon, not based on a calendar, but based on the observation of Adim, of witnesses, Shavuot could have fallen out on the 5th, it could have fallen out on the 6th, and it could have fallen out on the 7th. In other words, we know, you can look, you go into the bookstore and you can buy the Hebrew calendar forever, right? If you want to find out when when Shavuot is going to fall out in the year 2095, right? We should all live and be well, we'll be there. Right? In the year 2095, you can access that information. You can access that information, right? Because we have it. It's the 6th day, we can calculate it. But that's only by us. But the reason why it is that way by us is because if you study the calendar, you will see that the month of Nisan by us is always a month that is chaser. It's always a month which is mole. We always have 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? So the month of Nisan in our calendar always has 30 days. The month of Iyar in our calendar always has 29 days. There's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Right? There are always 2 days Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar and 1 day Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay, that's because in our tradition it's 30 and 29. But if you went with the old system, with the Kiddush HaChodesh system, anything could happen. So if anything could happen, a Jewish month is only 2 choices. It could either be 29 or 30. If it's not 30, it's Rosh Chodesh automatically. If Adim don't show up for the 30th day, then you don't need Adam anymore. It's it. Because it can't be. It can't be more than that. So it's either 29 or 30. So if you think about it, you could theoretically, in the old days, you could have had both months 29, or you could have had both months 30. Now, if the calculation of Shavuos is 50 days from the second day of Pesach, so the 50th day, depending on what happened, could fall out on the 5th day of Sivan. Right, it could have fallen out on the 5th day of Sivan. If both months were Mole, if both months had 30 days, so then you have an extra day. When you're counting to 50, you have an extra day to reckon with. Shavuos falls out on the 5th of the month. Or if, on the other hand, both months were Chaser, if they were both only 29 days, then Shavuos would have fallen out on the 7th of the month. So therefore, our accepted practice of having Shavuos on the 6th of the month was not always the case. It was not always the case. The Gemara tells us clearly that there were times in the time of the Mikdash, and even after the Mikdash, when they still had the Kiddush HaKodesh after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so for many years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so you had Shavuos on the 5th day of Sivan. You had Shavuos on the 5th day of Sivan. Or you could have had Shavuos on the 7th day of Sivan. But we have it on the 6th day of Sivan, and yet, ironically, in the year of Shavuot, and that's because we count the 50 days. So the reason why we have it when we do it is because we count the 50 days. The year the Torah was given, it was not the 50th day. The Torah was given on the 51st day. Because they went out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and the Torah was given on a Shabbos. That was the 51st day. So what's going on here? We calculate, if we're going by the day the Torah was given, so clearly it doesn't go that way, right? Because it could fall out on the 5th day of Sivan, which everybody agrees the Torah was not given. Nobody holds that, right? Yet it could be that the Torah, that Shavuos 50 days counted out from the second day of Pesach, would come out on the 5th day. Then, on the other hand, it could also come out on the seventh day. So you'll say, so that's all right, that's because we go by 50 days. But the problem is that if you go by, the Torah itself didn't go by 50 days. Because the giving of the Torah, which we commemorate, was not on the 50th day. So therefore, so which way is it? What do you go by? So these questions are asked, these questions are asked by the Magen Avraham in his introduction to the laws of Shavuos, which is very brief in the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham asks these two questions. So these two questions, again, the first question being that we, by our Pesach Halacha, should believe that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, in which case, that we, by our set calendar, commemorate the sixth day of Sivan and Shavuos, and say, Zman Matan Torosenu, is Sheker. It's a lie. You can't say, you're not allowed to say a Sheker in Davening. You can't say something which isn't true. So how are you saying Zman Matan Torosenu? It wasn't Zman Matan Torosenu. Right? That's question number one. And question number two is the fact that the year the Torah was given, it wasn't even the 50th day. So we see that the fact that it all comes back to the parasha, it all comes back to the fact that the Torah doesn't give a date for Shavuos. By not giving a date for Shavuos, you have all of this going on, all of these the confusion and contradictions going on. So these questions are discussed at great length, and many of the Achronim speak about this, try to give answers. This is found in several of the Svarim and Shalat and Shuvas.
Only one person knew when he was given.
What's that?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
That's why he added the extra day. So why do you have one question?
I'm saying, so good, so the Torah was given on the 51st day. So the Torah was given, so we say Tisru Chamishim Yom, and we call it Zman Matan Torah Zenu. If you're commemorating the Matan Torah, that, what are you counting 50 days for? The Torah was given. When the Torah was given, it was the 51st day. It wasn't 50 days.
You can't just have to do some, purification of our souls.
Oh, you're telling me there's no connection? Okay, 1 minute. So that's a very big kiddush to say. One second. We'll get to that. So just to be brief, this is discussed in several svarim. But the answer, the simplest answers that are given, as far as the first question is that we ourselves believe that it should have required 3 days for the Jews to purify themselves based on a halacha that we have paskened in the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, we ourselves have been machriya. We have decided in Shulchan Aruch. One who looks in Siman Kuf Sadivav in Yeridea will see the halacha that for the concern of the rare situation of a woman who discharges the semen on the third day, which is a very rare situation but possible, and for that we paskin the halacha requires 3 days to become tahor, and that should force the giving of the Torah to have been on the seventh day of Sivan. So to that, the answer is given by the Magen Avraham himself. He says that the halacha that we paskin is l'chumrah. That we ourselves don't really, in a certain sense, believe that. In other words, we agree that by the letter of the law it only requires 2 days. But for various reasons, one looks in the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam says it more clearly, that really it does not take 3 full days. And we are machmir, so we add a third day. So therefore, in the time the Torah was given, they were not machmir, for whatever reason. They weren't machmir. And therefore, in the Torah, when the Torah said, v'kidashtem, that you should purify yourselves, the Torah really only meant to wait for 2 days. Only meant to wait for 2 days, and therefore it would have been the fourth and the fifth of the month, and the Torah was given on the sixth. So even though by our own Pesach Halacha it should have, in other words, see, this is an interesting thing. Had the rabbi in the shul been there at the time the Torah was given, it would have been given on the seventh. Right? Had with whoever your rabbi is, whatever shul you go to, had your rabbi been making the call when the Torah was given, he would have said to God, listen, you gotta wait till the seventh day of Sivan to give the Torah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But Moshe Rabbeinu made the call. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu made the call, and he said that we're not gonna be matru, and therefore the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. This is what the Magen Avraham says. Yes.
Moshe Rabbeinu also added, because since he wasn't commanded.
Right, so he added a day. The question is, what happened on the day that he added? That's also a complicated thing to reconcile that. We have in the Tshuvas on the Yontif, he has a very great rikhus, and it goes great length to try to explain on each day what happened and why Moshe added a day and so forth. Yeah, yeah. So
there's also Nidah, it's on the third day because they might have had relations during Benesh Shemashot.
Right. So therefore you would say that in that time, right, so that's what the Gemara, but the Gemara goes through that point, but it's not clear in the Gemara. So therefore the presumption is that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they only waited 2 days. That is correct. The reason why we're machmer is for a concern that they didn't have. But although the Gemara is not sure why they didn't have it, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion that they didn't have that concern. So therefore, in the time of, just to keep it simple, in the time of Moshe, the separation period was just 2 days, and therefore the Torah was given on the 6th. So even though we hold it's 3 days, but it would really have been 2 days at that time. That's as far as that question is concerned. As far as the question that what about the fact that the Torah was not given on the 50th day? So amazingly enough, we have in the Tshuvas Rivash, one of the Rishonim, that he says, who says Shavuos has to do with the giving of the Torah? He says Shavuos happens to be an amazing thing. The Rivash says that the Yontif of Shavuos, let me see if I brought it here, the Rivash says that the Yontif of Shavuos is 50 days from when the Karban Omer was brought. It happens to be that the way it worked out with us, with the set calendar, it always coincides with Shavuos. So it always coincides with the day the Torah was given. So therefore, in our, right, because the Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan, the way we have the calendar 50 days after the day of the second day of Pesach is always going to be the 6th day of Sivan. It's set. It wasn't always that way, but it is by us. So therefore, by us, it comes out that the Yontif of Shavuos always will coincide with the day the Torah was given. However, the Rivash says that in essence, it's not based on that. The Yontif of Shavuos is a Yontif, as was said before, that the Jewish people were supposed to uplift themselves after coming out of Mitzrayim, were supposed to uplift themselves, and there was a period of 50 days over which that was supposed to take place, 49 actually, and then the Torah given on the next day, and it did not have to coincide with the anniversary of the Matan Torah. And therefore, when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that it actually happened, that they had Shavuos on the 5th day of Sivan, the 5th day of Sivan, which was by all accounts not the day of the giving of the Torah, fine, so be it. By us, because of the establishment of the Jewish calendar, it always coincides with the Matan Torah. So therefore, an amazing, amazing thing comes out. That when, you know, the way we observe Shavuos, and it's in the davening, and all the piyutim, and all the minhagim that we have, you bring flowers to the shul to commemorate the Har Sinai, right, and we speak about it, everything, speak about the giving of the Torah, we sing the songs, the nigunim, that have to do with the Matan Torah, but the essence of Shavuos does not depend on that. It evolved that way. It evolved that way because of the fact that an incredible thing that because of the fact that we observe Shavuos, it happens to be by our calendar coincides with the day the Torah was given. So therefore, by us, the observance of Shavuos took on a new significance. The observance of Shavuot, in other words, and this comes back to the point that I said at the outset, an incredible thing. If you look in the Chumash, nowhere in the Chumash does it say that the day the Torah was given should be a holiday. The anniversary of that day should be a holiday. It doesn't say it anywhere. It just says, by Pesach it does. By Pesach it says, Zachar Seyom HaZesh Yisos Mitzrayim, the Torah is very clear, this day is going to be a holiday. But by Shavuot it doesn't say that. It doesn't say the day of the month. It doesn't say the reason. It just says, Tisfru Chamishim Yom, count 50 days. So the reality is that's what it was. And if it didn't coincide, obviously it was in the Matan Torah season, it wasn't completely separated. In other words, not some coincidence, but I'm not going to say that. But the exact celebration of the anniversary of the Matan Torah was not the original intention of the Antif of Shavuos. But because it evolved, that once the Golas took root, then for various reasons they had to do away with the Kiddush HaKodesh system, and they had to implement the calendar, the set calendar, which has been in force for about 1600 years. So at that point, Shavuos always coincides with the Matan Torah, and therefore the way we observe it is a celebration of the Matan Torah. But in and of itself, says the Rav Ashi, it sounds almost like a heresy to say such a thing, but this is what he says, it's brought, other posts can bring it, that they say that this is what he says, it's brought in the Be'er Hesed and the Shulchan Aruch, he says that this is what you have to say, that this is the way Shavuos turned out. So all of this comes back to the fact that the Torah, the most vague yontif that you have in the entire Chumash by far, is the yontif of Shavuos. It's a mystery. It's a mysterious yontif where the details are omitted, the date is omitted, the reason is omitted, and therefore the way we have it, of course, that's the way we have it. So there's no question that it's the right thing. I'm not suggesting that one should not celebrate the Matan Torah. The Gemara tells elsewhere that Shavuos is supposed to be the happiest day of the year. The Gemara tells us that even though that there's a dispute on Yontif, you know, whether Yontif is supposed to be Chatzi L'Hashem, B'Chatzi L'Hashem, right, we say that we hold that Yontif, you're supposed to have Ruchnius and Gashmius. That's by every Yontif. You're supposed to have nice meals. But there are opinions in the Gemara that say that no. There are opinions in the Gemara that say that it's your choice. It could either be Kul L'Hashem or Kul L'Hashem. There are opinions that say you can make it completely spiritual if you want, or you can make it completely for yourself. Says the Gemara, however, Hakol Modim Batseres, everybody agrees that on Shavuos there has to be an enjoyment, there has to be Chatzi Lachem on Shavuos. Why? Because of the fact that the day the Torah was given, you're supposed to be happy. That's not a day to be just completely caught yet. On that day, you have to make a l'chaim. On that day, you have to have a nice piece of kugel on that day, because of the fact that this is the happiest day of the year. What else can you celebrate? The day the Torah was given is the greatest day. But that's the way it turned out. That's the way it turned out. But originally, it was not necessarily for that. It did not necessarily have to coincide with that. So it's just remarkable that if we would go back to the time of the Beis Hamikdash, or even post that period, you might have seen a little different Shavuos than what you see today. They still would have cheesecake.